from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We have preseason football at 7 o'clock. Pop has already put out his play-by-play boards for the game, and they are massive because of the size of the rosters. And he does it all in like his like pomp,
oh, very
older
nice
man
script.
Penmanship.
Oh yeah, it's a very nice script.
He does it all in what appears to be cursive writing.
It is. It's. I mean, if a kid today, do they even teach cursive in schools anymore? I'm asking that seriously, not as like a get off my lawn type. You could show that to a kid.
Well,
today.
Callis had a take on that.
Callis, do you sign your name as Nicholas Callis or Nicholas Harry Callis?
Nicholas Harry Callis. I'll put the Harry in quotes. No.
I like cursive. I can't say I've written in cursive for years.
Right. Well, I was going to say, when's the last time you wrote in cursive?
I don't know. Maybe you write a nice letter.
What are you?
I don't know. Have you ever had a pen pal before, Callis?
Not really.
Pen pal.
So many more of them. Callis liked that one.
Callis has a very deep voice. No. I didn't expect this high pitched laugh.
I broke him, Austin.
I'm going to write a nice letter.
Do you have a nice letter? Do you have any secret admirers, Callis? You want to write a letter to?
When's the last time you wrote a letter?
Callis really had the old funny bone tickled right there.
And my funny bone was more tickled by just hearing him laugh.
You said you were going to write a letter.
It's an infectious laugh, man.
That was the overnight thing, right? Where you were moderating those two?
That was during the fan marathon, yeah.
And look at how Bechtold has blossomed from that. Into a
that was his springboard talking about cursive writing.
Into an up and coming host on the weekends on this station.
Donnie, you've made plenty of play by play charts. How does that compare to yours? What we have from Pop now?
I already retweeted it, but I have to get a better look at it in a few minutes. I do like the old school handwritten thing.
Okay.
Now I have transitioned to kind of just making like a chart on Word or whatever because I just think it'd be more organized for myself, or like I staple them like back to back. Something else that I liked, and it may have been, I don't know if I can say this for sure. It may have been Rob King that gave this idea to a buddy of mine at Waynesburg. He uses like a manila folder for each team, and he is able to like glue a chart on there on each side, and then he uses like the open space for like other stuff too.
Buddy, I don't think a manila folder is big enough for the preseason.
No, you got to have the preseason games have to be way harder. Man, that gets me back to the old days of when I would prep shows for the 2 to 6 a.m. I would have a big roll of like butcher's paper, but that you could write on, and it held ink nicely so it didn't smear. I would write out each hour of the show, like not like longhand, Donnie. I would write out these insane person like Charlie Day on Always Sunny bubbles. And I would go from bubble to bubble all over the place. I feel like I lost something in translation when I just started typing it all up.
It is Rob's debut tonight on Steelers play-by-play. Would you have butterflies?
You have
absolutely
to. Do you think he'll have more butterflies for this one, his first actual time as the guy, or the first regular season game?
I think this.
I would think so, too. I would think the big advantage of this is you get three of these under your belt before you got to call one that counts.
Because he's new, I do think you have to do like what your call would be in the regular season
to try it out.
If I were, say, more of an established play-by-play guy, like if Hillgrove were still doing the Steelers games, I would downplay the preseason touchdown.
I agree.
I would not go crazy for a preseason touchdown.
Like Greg Brown doesn't go clear the deck in spring training. When O'Neal Cruz hits a laser, he goes, "Well, that ball is crushed and it's out of the park." Very impressive home run.
Yeah, like
from
you would
O'Neal
be calling
Cruz.
It for an away game player.
Oh, you're calling it neutrally almost.
Right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, "What happens when you compare Bob's to the competition?" You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.